KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, it's cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Weather forecast in brief is calling for cloudy skies today with a chance of rain between noon and 3 p.m. The rain will then change over and mix with snow and before changing over to all snow later on in the evening, and the winds will be picking up as well. A blizzard warning goes into effect for Cass County beginning at 6 p.m. in area counties off to our north, east, and south. And a winter storm warning will be in effect at 3 o'clock for the counties off to our west, southwest, and northwest. In the news, fire has struck a cruel blow to a southwest Iowa man who was trying to make Christmas a little merrier. Mike Peterson reports from Shenandoah.
Firefighters from Villisca Monday responded to a fire at a two-story Nottoway residence serving as a storage facility and workshop for Vince Else, who has collected, restored, and provided toys for distribution to children for decades. Corning Fire Chief Donnie Willett served as investigating officer for the fire, which was located next to Else's residence. Willett says the structure was engulfed in flames by the time firefighters arrived at 12:30 a.m.
By the time we got notified of it, or Villisca got notified of it, it had burnt through the floor in two rooms of the house on the ground floor, and it was going up through the walls.
Willett says the house is a total loss. Fortunately, he says not all of the toys Else collected were destroyed. Most of the toys to be distributed this Christmas were already at the Nottoway Community Building before the fire. However, Willett says the fire has struck a severe blow to Else's efforts in the future. Mike Peterson reporting.
KJAN News Time is 8:03.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Authorities in Cass County said yesterday that they were trying to determine who owned a cow that was hit Monday evening south of Cumberland. The Sheriff's Department reported at around 6:40 p.m. a single vehicle accident had occurred on Richland Road, about one quarter of a mile east of the intersection with 690th Street. 60-year-old Douglas James White of Red Oak was traveling west on Richland Road, and the vehicle he was driving struck a cow standing in the roadway. White was not injured. The vehicle he was driving sustained $10,000 in damage. A Monroe County, Indiana man whose last known address was in Underwood was sentenced Monday to serve 2 years in prison for failing to register with a sex offender registry. U.S. District Court Chief Judge James Gritzner also ordered 64-year-old Stephen Wayne Kaiser to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said on November 1st of this year, Kaiser entered a guilty plea to failing to register with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office as required when he began residing in a rural part of the county. In July of 2012, law enforcement determined that Kaiser had been residing in Pott County under the name of Samuel Minatui. He did so for about 3 months without registering with the Sheriff's Office as required by the Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act. Kaiser was required to register with the Pott County Sheriff's Office as the result of an aggravated sexual assault of a child conviction that occurred in Texas. Authorities determined Kaiser had a felony warrant for his arrest out of Monroe County, Indiana, and that he was attempting to elude arrest. The investigation was conducted by the Pott County Sheriff's Office, the U.S. Marshals Service, and was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold the second of two public hearings this morning and act on adopting an amended ordinance, both of which pertain to the Amazing Energy TIF District. Ordinance number 28, which provides for the division of taxes levied on taxable property in the Amazing Energy Urban Renewal Area, proposes that certain property included in the definition of an urban renewal area in the ordinance be deleted from that definition. The first reading was approved following a similar hearing last week. The board will also discuss this morning and possibly accept a proposal from Carlson, West, and Pavandra Architects as it pertains to a courthouse space and needs study. They'll also set the date or dates and the time for a hearing and adoption of an amendment to an ordinance number 3, which pertains to zoning. Supervisors' meeting gets underway at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Atlantic. The Atlantic City Council will hold its last regularly scheduled meeting of the year tonight during their session at City Hall, which begins at 5:30. The council will hear a report from Nishna Valley YMCA Director Dan Haynes, and they'll hold discussion with regard to the tax abatement and tax rebate programs. City Administrator Doug Harris said Mayor Dave Jones asked for the matter to be on the agenda so the council can come together and give the Community Development Committee some direction as the committee reviews the subject and prepares its recommendations for the council. Jones has said there are many good things going on in Atlantic, and he's interested in finding ways of encouraging property owners to improve their properties and revitalize neighborhoods. In addition, officials with CADCO, the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, have stated that the tax abatements are an additional incentive tool they would like to see the city offer. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on approving the appointment of Mike Waters to the Library Board. His appointment would, if approved, fill the unexpired term of Luther Gillett through July 1st of 2014. And prior to their adjournment, the council will enter into a closed session for the annual evaluation of City Administrator Doug Harris. With a chance of significant snowfall to occur in southwest Iowa this afternoon through Thursday, the Clarinda Police Department issues a reminder to citizens of the community about the emergency snow ordinance in Clarinda. Chief Keith Brothers said the ordinance states that no person shall park any motor vehicle or other apparatus upon any street of the city that will obstruct the removal of snow when there has been an accumulation of up to 2 inches or more. Any vehicle left parked on the street in violation of the ordinance may be impounded and subject to a traffic citation in Clarinda. And the Lenox Police Department says the City of Lenox snow ordinance will be in effect beginning tonight at 6 o'clock. The ordinance will remain in effect until snow plowing operations have ceased in that community. Meanwhile, during the snow removal operations, there is no parking on city streets permitted in Lenox, and vehicles in violation of the ordinance will be issued a $20 citation and may be subject to towing. Area residents are being invited to join the Cass County Conservation Department's staff at the Schulberg Quarry in Atlantic for the annual soiree with the swans. The event takes place on Saturday, January 5th of 2013. CCCS staff will be giving 10-minute presentations regarding the trumpeter swans every half hour, beginning at 11 a.m., with the last one being presented at 2 p.m. There will also be time to view the swans through some spotting scopes and witness random swan feeding sessions. Hot chocolate, cookies, grilled hot dogs, and other snacks will be provided free of charge, with donations being accepted for swan care. The Schulberg Quarry, if you're not familiar with it, is located on the northwest edge of Atlantic on the north side of Highway 83. Officials say if the weather is bad on January 5th, or if the swans are not at the quarry, the program will be held at the Atlantic Public Library from noon until 1 p.m. that day, with a light lunch being made available. The Soiree with the Swans is sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and the Atlantic Public Library. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama today will offer some details of his pledge to do whatever he can to safeguard the nation's children from another shooting rampage. Aides say Obama will assign Vice President Joe Biden to lead the effort. The administration wants to move quickly in formulating a response to Friday's massacre in Connecticut. Authorities near Denver, Colorado, are trying to determine when a man who killed three people and himself hours after he got out of jail yesterday was able to buy a gun. The dead included his ex-girlfriend, who was shot while she was talking to a 911 dispatcher. He had just been released on domestic violence charges. A major credit ratings agency, Fitch Ratings, is warning that the U.S. is more likely to lose its top-notch AAA rating if lawmakers cannot agree on averting the so-called fiscal cliff of across-the-board spending cuts and tax increases due to kick in next month. In the first-ever downgrade of the U.S. government debt, Standard & Poor's last year cut its rating from AAA to AA+. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Evans, age 93, of Casey, died Saturday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Evans will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Lyle Short, age 72, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Lyle Short will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Ramona Mona Merrick, age 79, of Glidden and formerly of Carroll, died Saturday at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Mona Merrick will be today at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Carroll, the Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home of Carroll, in charge of arrangements. Kermit Creswell, age 75, of Earlham, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kermit Creswell will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Earlham United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Rosemary Fike, age 57, of Hollywood, California, and formerly of the Orient area, died December 12th in Los Angeles. Funeral services for Rosemary Fike will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Billy Taggart, age 89, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Billy Taggart will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Linda Fudge, age 61, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Linda Fudge are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dorothy Schroeder, age 88, of Walnut, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Dorothy Schroeder are pending at the Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour, brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.